It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 394.
What's happening, guys? Happy Monday.
It is. It is the 15th of July.
Yeah.
4:48 p.m. here in Melbourne, Australia.
How are you?
It's 2:48 a.m. in New York City.
Is it? And where? What's the time in Italy? Preferably Serrano.
Actually, I don't know. The reason that you bring it up, though, can you look it up what time it is in Serrano, please?
Italy.
Mr. 97. No, yeah. We're listening to last year's episode, this time last year.
Yeah.
Which there wasn't an episode on the 15th because that was a Sunday. We weren't doing 7 days a week then.
Mm.
But on the 16th of July, I was in a small town of Italy called Serrano.
That's right. And you met that person who does something with farm or like market stuff.
Take that hair tie sorry. Off the microphone.
Anyway, that
how long's that been on for?
Just today.
Did you know that?
If I want to bling up my fucking microphone, I will bling it up.
It's probably going to fuck the acoustics or something.
I will put stickers. I will put anything I want. No. Don't ever tell me what to do with my microphone.
I put a sticker on my drone.
Oh, yeah.
Took it in for repair. They're like, the sticker will absolutely fuck the GPS. Take it off.
Yeah, but they're always big babies. Here's a story for you. My drone, the face shield, like the camera shield. So you like lock it in position with this little plastic thing, and then you put a shield over it that just means you can whack it in your bag. Nothing's going to hit it. It had a bit of plastic on it that went up. And then went down the other side. Sticky tape. And I left the sticky tape on over one of the sensors. And it was the sensor for the ground. So I was bringing it down to land. And I was like, why is that going so fast, so close to the ground? Just goes.
Oh, so it was always hitting the ground hard because you couldn't see the ground.
Yeah, just only for like twice.
Mm.
And then I worked it out what the fuck happened. So, but the second time I was landing it, like, this is going to happen again, isn't it?
Mm.
But it didn't know where the ground was. Poor little baby had its eyes closed.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like the peeling anything off. Like, was it almost like one of those screen peely type of things?
No. This was just a piece of sticky tape I'd put on.
Oh.
Because the thing broke.
Okay.
Just the little bits broke. But remember you met someone from Abbotsford over in Serrano?
Oh, that's right.
At a wine bar?
Yeah.
Mate, I tell you what, this guy has a memory of a goldfish. You've actually got the worst memory out of anyone.
I've got good long-term memories.
For shit that you like.
Yeah, but
don't you want to forget most of your childhood? No, you're like.
That's very true. But
what do you think it is? Do you think it's, do you need fish oil?
I reckon
krill?
At the moment I'm having way too many peanut butter
pieces of toast. There's definitely diet's influential on memory, isn't it?
Mm. So definitely peanut butter toast is not good because I've been having at least 3 a day.
Well, the only reason is because we have it here in the office. There's a thing, it's like, and you're not a man with a great deal of self-control with food.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think I'm probably the same. If I've got it at home, it's a problem for me.
Mm-hmm. See, maybe we have the same level of self-control, but I bring this stuff into the house.
I mean, the biggest gronk move was what happened when Mason and I were slogging away, working for the boys, out on a shoot all day. Oh, yeah. We started early. We finished late. We were doing lots of filming, making money for the business.
Okay, I want to throw 3D Dill under the bus.
Because you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, because all right, so Bree works at Hey Tiger, which some of the best chocolate you can get.
Mate.
It's like primo shit. And they had a photo shoot on and for some reason – they gave Brie, they didn't give Brie. Brie was like running the shoot. She got the box of all the chocolate that was used.
Great.
In the whole shoot.
I mean, I didn't give a shit if it's had, dirty little fingers on it.
And so she was, And so she was divvying it all up and she said, I've got some for your office. Now there was 3 full blocks and I wrapped them up in like some paper or whatever. Brought them in, and what did I say to you, 3D Dill? Do you remember?
You said it's free chocolate if the guys can have it when they come back, if there's any left.
Well, I don't know if I said if there was any left.
Did you say you put a note on it?
Well, this is, yeah, maybe I was too encouraging.
Did you put a note on it?
Yeah, I did.
First of all, we don't work in a 70-person office where you need to go, oh, just in case I don't see anyone, I have to, you know, send out an all-staff email. It's like small team here,
if
guys.
I'd slack it, to be honest, if I'd slacked it, it probably would have been better because you would have then said, hey.
So what they did was we got back. You know what? You shouldn't have even told us. You shouldn't have told us.
I don't
know
if I did. I think Bree told.
No, you told
me. No, you told us, mate.
You I wasn't expecting you to be so mad.
So he tells
about
us
it.
That they had chocolate and he put it into the kitchen with a sign on it. And then I said, where's the chocolate? And he said, we ate it all.
Well, so
three
I had
bars of
well,
the shit.
This is the three blocks.
I'm pissed. I mean, three blocks?
Yeah.
Isn't I mean, that three bars? Like a
no, yes. When I think of bars, I think of that. Yeah. This is like family
chocolate
block.
Export here. Expert.
Exploit? No, but I've got to call 3D Dill out for being very greedy because he did. You did. There was a point where I went upstairs. I hadn't had any of it yet. Actually, no, I'd had a small little piece, right? But then I went upstairs and then half an hour later I went to get some more.
Yeah.
And there was an entire block gone.
Yeah.
To be fair, you said, let's clean the office.
Yeah.
And I said, all right. So I went down and started vacuuming. And I think you were upstairs on the phone. And I was like, I need some snacks. So I was eating the chocolate as I'm cleaning the office. And I come up. And your desk was still a mess.
Yeah, well, okay.
What did you do?
Nothing had changed.
Well, I never.
Josh was on
one
the phone.
Thing at a fucking time. At the moment, we're dealing with the chocolate.
Jeez, he knows how to divert, doesn't he?
No, but he's fucking.
Fair, I did eat a lot of chocolate.
Yeah. So you're going to replace it?
So, I mean,
the boys?
At some point.
It's not happening. But the I'm sure I'll be able to hook us up with some more
no,
chocolate.
No, it's done. But Mason the thing and I, was, we're done. We'll just work hard for this business and no, have you guys well, not think about us, not put us first.
No.
You know, Mason, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed, actually.
You're disappointed
you went to the, anyway.
You went to the effort of putting a note on it.
Hmm. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm disappointed at 3D Dylan the way that he just scoffed it down. I ended up, because the point was, when I looked at it, he'd eaten so much. I'm like, the boys can't share half a block left. So I just
why can't
half
we, Mason?
I don't know. It was a story that I told, which is probably incorrect.
That's your fault.
Yeah. It served I mean, to your best. Yeah.
But, I mean, the reason why Mr. 97 isn't doing so well is because he's had an absolute shocker in regards to the coconut crew lifestyle.
Why? What do you mean? It's getting the better of you. I mean, you guys are living a pretty healthy existence. Mm-hmm. I mean, the coconut oozing into your skull and just, you know.
Not anymore.
What happened?
I was having a shower yesterday and this is last night and I brought in like a jar of coconut oil with me into the bathroom.
It's
I
not mean, your bathroom. How,
is this Ep 14? Is that how
you did it?
Yeah, well, it's not even his bathroom. His house sitting Jason's
yeah.
place.
Yeah. And so I brought it in and it was sort of like I put it next to the towel and I grabbed the towel. And as I grabbed the towel, it knocked the coconut oil off like the bench top onto the floor and smashed the glass everywhere.
Oh, no.
And I was ready to hop in the shower.
So were you
I had
nude?
To, yeah. So I had to
how
get
annoying.
I had to get dressed and I had to go get the broom and start brooming all of it up.
Were you nude still?
No. I put it up.
What did you put on?
Doing anything nude around the house? Like
yeah.
just vacuuming nude, weird. it's just a weird feeling, you know?
Yeah, Brie did that. Brie did that over the weekend. She just complete naked and she just got her bag. She said, all right, I'm ready to go.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
A bit of that gear.
That's but the, so funny.
Just acting cool about it. It's like, come on.
I pay that.
No, but the, I mean, house sitting, it's always risky. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's not the first fuck up. I mean, that's just what you've done to your own personal... product. Yeah. What have you done to the something else in that house?
Yeah, there was.
He doesn't want to talk about it just in case Jay's yeah. listening.
No, that's fine.
No, well, I blame Andre. But I was blitzing.
It's Blame Monday, by
the
way.
It was Blame Monday. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was blitzing my smoothie this morning and I got like halfway through it and it was struggling and it was starting to smell a little bit like the motor was burning.
Oh, I know that smell.
Mm.
And so,
I know that smell.
Yeah. And so I took it off and I left it for about 5 minutes. I was like, I'll just come back when it's cooled down a little bit because Andre had already blitzed his and it was like smelly and it wasn't going great. So I left it for five minutes.
A trail of blame right there.
Left it for 5 minutes, went and put the smoothie back in the Nutribullet and twisted it for it to start blitzing, and it just didn't blitz.
No blitz.
And so I flicked the switch off and on. Dill recommended I switch the port that it's plugged into, but I reckon we might have cooked the
speed. Yeah, but he also reckons that the whole place shut down of power.
Yeah.
At this office.
Yeah.
It didn't happen either.
It didn't happen in the microwave. Yeah. It's the telltale sign.
So I had a real chunky smoothie this morning.
But gross. You also have left one Jake off without
with a Nutribullet.
I mean, so this the big question is, so I, talking about drones earlier, I crashed my mate's drone.
Mm.
I didn't buy a drone because I was trying to save money for a US trip. Ended up costing, I think it was like $2,700, which was a really annoying.
Mine's like a $200 fix, not even.
Yeah, I mean, but for you, that's $2,700. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I'm going to test it when I get home. And if it doesn't work, then I'm going to test it tomorrow.
If it was just plugged into the PowerPoint and you can't turn it on and off, it's not going to work. Why would it go back on? Was this cool down a bit?
Yeah.
You know what? I needed a break. Yeah,
things just break. Who knows?
Mm. It's only when you touch them, i.e. the NAS, but we won't go there.
But what did Andre say? What did Andre the dog say?
We've just left it. We've just left it.
No, but what did he, was he like, oh, if this is done, we'll replace it?
No, we both agreed that we'd test it tonight and then we'll figure
it
out.
Were you half it though, the cost?
Maybe.
Well, because he's blaming it on you. Yeah?
I was the last one who used it when it broke. So,
but he warmed up. What about if he went too fucking hard?
Yeah.
At the start.
But you don't know whether yours go on at all.
So, the machine's old as well. It's like 3 years old. So,
it was
on the verge of packing it in anyway. So
yeah, this is what's annoying. Our vacuum at home's not working.
Yeah.
And because I fucking bring it into the office once, Bree's like, you fucked it in the office.
No, remember you brought it into the office and you started vacuuming. It's like, it's already dead.
Yeah.
And then you put it back on the charge and then you're like, it's already dead. And
well,
then I grabbed it and used it. And it was like, mate, this thing dies in a second. Mm. How old is it?
It's like 3 years old.
It's one of the battery powered ones. That's a problem. I've got one that plugs into the wall. It's a fucking workhorse, a Dyson. We borrowed, Amy worked with the girl and the woman offered her the pram that she had for her daughter.
Mm.
And so her daughter's now like 4 or 5 or whatever. You stop using the pram at we haven't used our main pram in month. He's now got his little bike.
Walks and stuff.
He just hoons and walks.
It's crazy. Go on Tommy's Instagram account.
He's a little daredevil, but she offered it to us and it wasn't something that Amy seeked out.
Was she borrowing it? Like, was she lending it?
She's lending it. Yeah, you take it, give it back and I'll probably use it for another kid.
I don't like borrowing anything off anyone.
Yeah, but there was a few little cracks. Like the way they're built, it was a massive flaw in the design. It's like this small little aluminium piece that is around the wheelbase. Aluminium. What about it?
Aluminium. Yeah.
Aluminium. How do you say it?
I say it aluminum.
No, but aluminum. Aluminium.
The joke isn't that you said aluminium. It's that you said aluminium.
Aluminium.
You know why? A guy I used to hang out with, my best friend when I was young, his dad used to say aluminium.
And so now you just say it.
Just rolls
so anyway,
off the
it's made of aluminium.
Yep. Aluminum. And
there is actually a difference between aluminum and aluminium.
What's the difference, guys?
I believe aluminum.
Well, he's the guy that says it. What's the difference?
I have no idea.
Okay. Why are you saying it then?
I think aluminum might be the raw material, whereas aluminium is people are probably in their cars. You're probably in your car right now.
I mean, if you know this, you're walking. You're a nerd. What the
Or you work in aluminium.
True. And it's your business and I've just degraded your profession.
No, but you could be pretty low level in a role where you deal with aluminium.
Yeah. I mean, we've got 2 Gronks on the case. 3D deal and Mr. Noise. Who's going to find it first?
It's a hard
find
one.
It's just like Canadian and American spelling versus British.
I don't know if it is.
Well, you're the guy who brought it to us.
All
so
right, Josh,
bring
fix
it with
it.
Facts, bro.
Well, because Johnny Ive would say aluminum. He'd say, you know, the new MacBook Pro is made of aluminum. Oh, he wouldn't have an American accent. He's British.
Yeah.
But he says aluminum. Any word on it, Mr. 97?
He's looking at Nutribullet prices. Yeah.
Was he? Yeah. I think they're about $150.
Oh, he's found them on bloody Osbargen.
Yeah. No, I think it is the difference between American and British.
Yeah, because like Johnny Ive's a British guy, but mm-hmm. Apple's an American company.
Sure.
He's speaking there. Speak.
Talking about electricity. But just quickly, every time the heater comes on,
you're not going to see it.
There's a little flash.
You're not going to actually see that in the video.
On the light, though. But are we eventually going to fix it or no?
No, you can't fix it.
Well, you just said you have to install a whole new...
Oh, it's a whole new fucking circuit. It's power because it's a part of our circuit, I asked my brother. And when you're flicking it and it's just giving it a slight...
Smith Street Nando's is horrendous. I don't know if you noticed that.
The flicking?
Yeah.
That's a whole different problem. It's not the same. Anyway... borrowed this pram, it cracks, and what do you do? Like, if you're lent something and it's not broken as such, it's not like mm-hmm. we flipped it and it cracked and it was a clear fuck up. What do you do? Like, do you...
Well, I don't borrow shit.
Yeah, but I know. But what's the obligation from someone? I think it's clear if you're... I mean, that's a hard one. Is it just a... I mean, you were probably, to be fair, were you blending rock hard fruits?
Frozen berries, frozen spinach.
Yeah. You basically, yes. Yeah.
But what are you,
milk?
What's the deal? He can only blend if it's a banana?
Frozen bananas as well.
Yeah, I get it.
No, but he's working it. He's working the thing. But I mean, it's still the thing. Like, I don't think.
It's a roulette game that you're playing. Like, imagine having imagine like smashing someone's car. I don't drive anyone's car, but I don't even let anyone drive my car. It's like when we've done those big trips to regional New South Wales, I'll say I'll drive.
I mean, I think the car thing is quite clear. If I crash your car and I'm driving it and the excess is $600, it's on me, bro. You're not paying it, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a massive fuck up. But I think a car is quite clear because it's covered under insurance. Most other things aren't, right? Cameras, yeah. Sure. But even if like, it's just an annoyance because a lot of times insurance covers stuff. But phones.
I'm
like
even funny
Fitzy,
about
Fitzy did this.
Out.
Catch my phone. Catch.
Yeah, sure. That was dangerous.
But Fitzy did that to me back? Where no. I was like, he threw me my phone and I looked over and he's like, oh, here, catch. And he threw it to me and I dropped it. And it cracked.
What about this?
Fucking annoying. Anyway, the pram. Let me just finish
that bit. I've got to. All right.
The pram. What would you do? Do you think I should like?
You haven't given it back yet. Are the cracks noticeable?
Oh no, we've given it back. We've sorted it. I can tell you what we've done.
I
think
it.
she wanted us to replace the whole thing.
Really?
Like go and get replacement parts, which would have been fucking ridiculously expensive.
So how do you have a conversation? That's
oh, it's hard because it's like you offered us a pram that was already used.
She didn't
once.
Know she was offering it to a Gronk, though.
No. The thing about prams, they like after one kid, you know, they're not that great.
Mm-hmm.
Two kids,
yeah, sure.
You're lucky you get through the second kid. Mm-hmm. Three kids, you're dreaming. But
I mean, does it make you rethink borrowing stuff?
Oh, I fucking don't like. I don't How really
much
like
would
lending.
Have cost RRP, how much? So
$700-$800.
$700-$800. So parts, $80?
No. I don't think they even made parts. Anyway, what we did was luckily, so they all, like they come apart, right? So we ended up buying a secondhand one that was in better condition than the one.
So annoying.
But we're even lucky we found it. So we bought it and then we just like switched out the top and told her, we found another one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now switched the top and put that onto there. So now you have a better base. Anyway, we gave her back one that was in better condition pretty much. But there was very much a, you better be sorting that out and fixing it.
Yeah. I wonder like when it comes to books and things like that.
Books.
I like collecting my books, but sometimes it can be, I've had situations where I've lent books, but it's felt like it's a give, like I'm giving the book. I do give a lot of books as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've forgotten cameras that are worth $800.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like I was thinking, the lights. Who's the lights?
Someone had a light for about 9 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think you're a different guy now. I think you would front footed a bit more now.
Like, yeah, maybe if I need it. I mean, I'm trying to be more frugal without being. Is it possible to be a frugal and not a fuckwit?
Yeah. frugal, give me an example of how you'd be frugal.
Removing my Spotify premium for a week.
With the amount you talk about it, fuckwit. Does it affect others? I think if the frugalness of it directly impacts the people around you, gronk move and fuckwit.
Okay, yeah. So when is it a gronk move? Because fuckwit seems a bit harsh, but actually a time.
Gronk's much.
I've told you about my relationship with my family and brothers. There was a time where I introduced my brother James on the basketball court as James F.W. Jansen, standing for fuckwit.
That's so good. And
yeah, so maybe that's why.
No wonder you have such a strong relationship with your brothers.
No wonder he won't come on Weekend Banter. That's fine, whatever. They're never coming on.
Did he know? Did he?
Yeah. It got a real big laugh.
From everybody?
Yeah, which is sort of the... But no, I think... when is it okay to be frugal with stuff, like applying it, or and when does it get too far? When is it affecting other people?
Yeah, I think I've been through times in my life where I've been trying to account for every dollar. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the approach.
It's so
my brother
difficult.
Once said it to me. He's like, "Fucking, don't worry, you owed me $900." Mm-hmm. Don't worry, no. But I think he still does. No, but he was saying to me like, just, you know, don't do that. Just stop it. And I just remember it quite clearly. And it's not the right move if you're trying to count every dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, you owe me this. You owe me that. I mean, it's now like much easier to get paid back stuff in the moment. And I think with like Ka-ching or like the pay ID stuff.
Do you prefer to be the one that pays and then gets the money back, or be the one that transfers someone?
This is interesting because this is a way of being frugal without being a fuckwit.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather you pay and I'll pay you back because you will not get paid back by me.
Okay.
But then I'm not out of pocket thinking, is Josh going to pay me back? I reckon there'll be a high chance you'd forget just because, not because you're being an asshole. I reckon you just forget.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I'd probably forget about
you cover me the next two meals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's very true. What about you, 97, when you go out with the coconut crew? What's the deal with payments?
It's usually just split between us. So like, I mean, you just tap, we go to a chicken place down the road, you just enters like the cost of each meal and you just tap. But I went with Andre.
What does that mean? Sorry.
Well, he enters like $12.
It's paid per person. You go up and you order. It's like a bistro dining.
Yeah, sure.
It's not like here's $60 and then we all.
Okay. No. Yeah.
But last night I went out for dinner after the gym with Andre, and he picked up some stuff earlier in the week from the supermarket, so I just paid for his.
Fucking has the virtue signal.
Yeah, he's a baller. So
how much
which
was it, right?
$12. So
what did it include? Did you get a coleslaw?
Nah,
he doesn't like coleslaw.
Nah,
remember, we
like
bought
coleslaw.
The boys coleslaw and they fucking didn't eat it. Dill and Mr. 97. Rude.
Ungrateful.
Rude.
Nah, it was like lamb. Lamb and chicken, like gyros with.
Okay, who says it?
Or a spiro?
Well, it's on the stick. I don't know what else you call it.
What did you call it?
Gyros.
It's perfect.
Ooh, it's great.
You're bringing in a little bit of flair to Monday's show, aren't you? Huh? All of a sudden, we're not so white, are we? Huh? It's a little bit of gyros. What else can you say?
That's about it. It was pretty much just like that Greek salad. They're like seasoned, probably baked potatoes or something.
Okay.
And then pita breads.
That does sound good.
Yeah, it was good.
3D Dill, how's the book going?
It's good, actually.
August, because there's a date where people can actually buy the book.
Yeah, the date.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, it'll probably be August 7th, I think. That's what I'm aiming for.
Okay.
How long is that? It's a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It's almost done being rewritten, though.
Okay, oh, that's good.
Rewritten? What do you mean?
It's like you do a first draft. And that's your V1, and then doing selects now, bringing out the good bits, cutting out what's redundant, repetitive, or
I think
relevant.
Rewriting's a bit rich.
What, too much? Like as
I've scrapped the book, I'm rewriting it. Yeah. That's what I just heard.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Josh,
you're just doing version two of from version one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not rewriting.
It's
every
a second draft.
Thing. It's a second draft.
Yeah. No, okay. No problem. And he's a new author.
Yeah. No, I get
learning the ling.
Yeah.
the Gronk Squad. You can sign up on thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah, Mum's done it. Mum's a part of the Gronk Squad.
Thanks, Joanne. My mum hasn't.
Lynn, pull your head in.
She's not listening, so let's not worry about it.
It's Gronk move not to, but she's a Gronk.
That's fine.
So it's a problem that we have that for people who haven't signed up.
I'm not expecting anyone, like I did a poll to give you an idea of what my family's like. Did a poll, have you visited the new website? I think that was the poll, was it?
Oh, it was a poll on our Instagram
account. Can always rely on the Jansons to just say nah. Because the thing is that when you put up that poll, have you visited thedailytalkshow.com, it's sort of a prompter where if you like us, you'd go to thedailytalkshow.com just so you can give us some support. But a classic Jansen trait is to take a lot of joy out of saying, nah, haven't looked at it and also not interested. And I won't come on your show. And how many people listen to your show? Because I don't think it's that many. Anyway, I had a great family breakfast on Saturday.
Yeah.
Anyway. What were we saying? We're going to send our first Gronk Squad email. So if you go to thedailytalkshow.com, I've been sussing it all out. Mm. You can sign up as a Gronk Squad member and we'll send our first email during the week.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Sorry, on the weekend is when we'll do it.
Yeah.
So
hit a bit of weekend reading with a coffee. Mm-hmm.
I put up over the weekend a video of you and I talking about being unfriended on Facebook. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it, but I've watched it since we've done it. Mm. We look fucking so much younger.
I can't tell. Isn't it sad?
I think that was the last time you've worn a shirt.
Mm. I was thinking about because I was wearing a blue shirt and it matches my eye color quite nicely.
And a snapback hat.
Yeah, it's backwards.
Yeah. Don't ever wear it frontwards if you're going to wear them again.
But it was a different look. Do you miss that look? Should we sort of
do
meet
I miss
in the
it
middle?
On you?
On both? Okay, yeah.
I mean, I've just got longer hair.
I think you look very different.
Why do I look different?
Don't you think that he looks different?
He's got longer hair, like you said.
Yeah, but I'm still fresh to death.
I think you maybe look a little older.
I am a little older. It was a year ago.
But as in 5 years older.
Yeah, I tell you what, podcasting this much with you, age quick, bro.
But the other thing we're doing is we're posting a heap more on the Instagram account.
Yeah, get across there. If you haven't followed us, The Daily Talk Show on Insta.
Mm-hmm. And also we have been loving when you've been sharing, if you've been listening or watching. So if you're in your car right now, if you're going for a walk, maybe you're like me this time last year and you're somewhere in Italy and you're just walking along some beautiful pathway in fucking Provence. I was going to say Provence. What's Provence? What does it mean?
In a province.
No, but what's Provence? Is Provence a place?
I think you're just saying it like a Gronk.
Provence?
You're saying province like a Gronk. Provence. Anyway, I will give a shout out to one of our favourite Gronks from up on the Gold Coast, Molly and her hubby Josh.
Oh, yes.
Gronks in reference to Ep 392. Good work for advertising, 131.
Triple four.
Too many drop kicks in the world misusing 000. Molly's a cop, I will tell you that before I go on. For reference, 000 is for anything, big or small, that is happening now or needs immediate attention, like this show. You can actually get a ticket, so a fine, for calling 000 for no reason. That and cars not moving out of the way for lights and sirens, vehicles, banes. It's a bane of my existence.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, my brother got a fine in the mail. Now, this is just fucked.
What's the fine for?
So he was in a place called Campbellfield, which is it's industrial estate, way out. And it's in this area where there's no one's just walking around there unless you work in the building that's fucking there.
Yeah.
And he parked up on the nature strip.
And oh, really?
And it was a fine for being on the nature strip. Like it wasn't.
There's got to be a neighbour that's pissed off at that point, don't you think?
Someone's pissed.
That's the only. I wonder if they take a photo and then send it.
Oh, so he reckons that either they just patrol that area. I don't know if it was a cop or was it a ticket person. Molly, maybe can you do that? If you saw a car doing that, could you just take their number plate and send them a fine in the mail?
How about this for balls? What are you laughing at?
No, it's just the way you led with
balls. Funny.
I I overtook a police bus, a 0.05 police bus on the freeway.
That's okay.
I was scared as fuck.
No, I know
because it was next. Because I decided to do it, and they were going about 100, and so then I actually had to go like 105 to about 108 to overtake them
in a 100 zone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fuckwit. Why would you do that?
Well, because haven't you? Tom Gleason, the comedian, talks about a little salt and pepper, which is you can go about an extra 5 Ks.
Yeah, and your car's still probably at about 100. Yeah, yeah. I get it.
And so I was just adding a bit of salt and pepper.
I mean, I do a bit of salt and pepper just when there's no cops around. Yeah.
Well, so I thought, I wonder if a 0.05 bus would pull someone over.
No way.
Okay.
Too much. I think, how are they going to siren? It'd be like maybe if they were in a side street and you were just blocked in for them. It couldn't. This is the thing. Highway patrols. There's like a bunch of the undercover police cars. They just, you know, the sirens on the back dashboard, on the parcel shelf or the front dashboard. They don't pull you over unless you're being a real fuckwit.
Yeah. Talking about fuckwits very quickly. 3D deal. A guy.
Let's leave it there. No, that's a daily talk show.
No, very, very seriously.
That
quickly.
That was a good one.
No, a guy in Marysville. Where you have been fucking died over the weekend. I'm guessing he was on a hike, got into a fight with his mates, walked off, and it got me thinking because I followed the story from when he was missing and then I was thinking.
Last Friday he went missing.
And I was thinking, you've been to Marysville, you've been to all these different places. Is this a good warning now? Is it a little kick up the pants to be a little bit more responsible when it comes to your hikes?
100%. I mean, it shows the extremes that a situation can go to. Like the Otways thing worked out remarkably well considering the circumstances.
Your dad texted you, didn't he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He'd be pissed. I'd be pissed if Bodie did that.
Yeah, he was a bit.
He'd be pissed.
You know what I was pissed about, Dil?
To
be honest.
Can't talk.
You know, to be honest, you didn't tell me that you were even going there.
I thought I did.
I didn't even know.
Really?
I want itineraries. I want ETAs.
Yeah.
I want GPS coordinates.
I think Josh and I just got an ETA of Sunday.
Yeah, he said
if I'm not there on Monday, then there's probably a problem.
Oh, jeez.
He was like, ha, ha, ha. But then he nearly fucking died from the whole thing.
He didn't even want a sleeping bag. I offered him a sleeping bag. He's like, nah. It's all good. I'll sleep.
Do you regret that now?
No.
Why?
Because I knew that I would be fine when Mason offered me a sleeping bag, and I was fine when I didn't have a sleeping bag.
But do you think that your experience could have been a bit better? If you were lost, would a sleeping bag have served you?
Definitely.
This maybe, guy. But then like, but think definitely. About it. It's like
he's under a deposition or something, like just fucking skirting around.
You go camping. And if it's...
No, I'm hypothetically. Okay.
For people who go camping, they would know this. Like you wake up in the morning and everything, especially when it gets cold at night, everything gets that condensation on it. If I slept out in the middle of the forest in a sleeping bag, I'm going to wake up with God knows what in my sleeping bag and it's going to be damp.
So you're saying
that if you were stuck in a forest that and you needed to sleep and you had a sleeping bag, you wouldn't use it because of condensation?
No, if I had the sleeping bag, I would use it.
Explain yourself.
I mean, you got a shit tent if it's got condensation inside.
Yeah.
Like usually the tents have the outer layers a bit nice. Like it's like the harder layer. That keeps
I get
out.
Condensation at my apartment.
Your nose gets condensation.
Seriously. And the whistling sound. Anyway, what did your dad say?
My dad said, what did he say here? He said, I hope you learned something about being absolutely prepared. You should, you put yourself in a dangerous situation there. Enjoy and take in as much as you can, but don't ever put yourself at risk like that again, which is fair.
AKA, don't be a fuckwit.
I completely understand it. And I did learn the lesson in being more prepared about going out.
So would you in the future, ego aside, would you bring a sleeping bag?
It would depend where I'm going.
Aren't you going this weekend somewhere?
Yep.
And you get to take a sleeping bag?
Nope.
Why?
Because it has bedding.
Oh, you're going, full bedding?
It's an Airbnb situation.
He's living large. Yeah.
If I was intentionally camping out in the middle of the woods, I would bring, like, and obviously in a tent situation, I would pack a sleeping bag. Mm. But when I was going to the Otways, it was in a pod. that had a mattress but didn't necessarily have bed and linen. But
it's a jail cell.
It was pretty much a jail cell.
I think we should all go camping, do an episode of the podcast around a fire.
So yeah, I'd love a fire. Well, Blaj, the web gronk, he went camping and it was like the worst. You remember that night that was really, really bad, the crazy lightning? It was actually the Mr. 97's date night.
Did he get hit by lightning?
No, it was all fine.
What happened?
No, it was just they ended up coming back early.
Oh, they left early?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It wasn't actually a date. He was just fucking going out.
I know, that's why I totally ignored it, you big girl.
Why am I? There's nothing wrong with being a girl.
I know, I'm just calling you a big girl.
It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone.
See you guys.